Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. We are going to start with the score of the game that just concluded. And it was one of my fantasy games. I am in a league that I mean, I care about the league. How many leagues are you in? Or did you say you were in like 30 leagues? But
that was
like
last year. I'm only in two now.
28. But there were a bunch of free ones that you just did, right?
Yeah, there was only 13 ones that I paid for.
13 that you paid for? And you cut it down to two?
Yeah, I realized I had a problem. I couldn't do it anymore.
13 that you
The problem
paid
was
for,
that I was losing most of them, so I was like, screw that.
Yeah. My kid, but he's been like, looking at my phone when I'm doing DraftKings and over-unders, and he keeps wanting me to do over-unders because he likes to see the line progress up, and then the red turns green if they hit. So I did another one this weekend, and I took like Jordan Love over, Christian Watson over, maybe Aaron Jones over in the Packers-Vikings game, and it was all under, so obviously that sucks because then you should have just, but playing unders are no fun. That's how they get you. The playing unders are no fun. It's no fun to root for the under. You want to root for the over. And so that's why I'm wasting all this money so you can see these lines go green. Also, that's probably a bad habit to form. A lot of things that I've done with my child that you may think bad parenting. The swearing. I guess just the swearing.
Really, but, just the swearing, but I wouldn't get him on the DraftKings account.
And I think he's already like done pull tabs at bars, and he's been with us when we've been gambling at machines. It's bad. It's bad. So that I'm going to think about more. But I know I realize maybe more than I normally would have. Because he was looking at some of my fantasy scores, and I'm in this league with, you know, some family members, and a couple of weeks ago I was playing against my mom, and so he thought it was really exciting that, you know, I was beating Nana in fantasy. So he's like, well, what are your other? He wanted to know the other leagues. He goes, how many teams do you have? I said, I have 8 teams. He goes, well, show me another one, and I showed him one with like a bunch of my high school friends. Some guys that he's met. So he's like, oh, I know that. I've heard that name. So he was all excited. And then I have 6 other leagues. And he's like, who are these people? And I'm like, I don't even know. I just beat some guy tonight. I don't even know this guy's name. I don't know who he is. I don't know.
Take
his
that,
name.
Henry.
I don't know what his name is. But so I was just checking scores when it was final, because some of these leagues, like, I'm really into the league that I have with my high school guys, and that's what I check throughout the day. Like, how can you be in 8 leagues? So I check that one throughout the day, and I care about that one. And then the other ones I manage, and then I'll look at, like, after the first slate of games, and then again later. Like, I'll check the scores, but there's not much I can do. There's not much I could do anyway. But if I'm rooting for one, it's that one. So I don't know how I was doing in any of these other leagues. And I finally just look now, and I had Brock Purdy coming into tonight. He had Ricky Pearsall and Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle. And I won 144.2 to 144.0.
Yikes.
So, as long as there's no weird stat correction, that should get me up to 6-6, and that should get me, you know, I'm playing for a playoff spot again here. That's good. The league I care about, by the way, of course, I'm 11-1. I mean, it's no big deal after yet another.
It's funny, the one I care about, I'm 10-2.
Yeah, I mean, all these other ones. I get in these other leagues, they're like, hey, we need a 12. Well, I kind of know Bart. I could see if he'll get in. He's always talking about his leagues, and I'm like, yeah. And then half the time, we have a really nice time. And then the other half, you know, I lose, or I don't like a trade offer, and then I get too drunk on a Saturday, and I start chatting with all these people I don't know that I hate their league, and they all suck. Working on steps to alleviate that problem. So the Niners won 20-9. And we'll talk more about that game as we see fit, if we see fit. And I wouldn't say that this game qualifies in some of these other games that I think there was sort of a trend this weekend where teams that have a lot to play for got away with some wins that were a little closer than they could have been. I think the Lions and Giants we talked about in that first hour, 34-27, they were able to take that game to overtime. Big game from Jahmyr Gibbs. Great effort from Jameis Winston and the Giants. Not good enough from the defense as they fired their defensive coordinator today, Shane Bowen, but a good performance offensively, you could say. The Seattle Seahawks. You know, Seattle had been putting up some points on Tennessee, but Tennessee came roaring back, and Seattle got out of Tennessee with the win, but it was close. 30-24, Cam Ward had a rushing touchdown. He had a passing touchdown. I believe it's the first time he's done that as a pro, but a big game here for the Seahawks, and a big game for, again, Jackson Smith and Jigba. 8 catches, 167 yards, 2 touchdowns. You may have had on your team, and I certainly did play against, of the 8 leagues, I think 2. And I faced 2 teams that had both Jahmyr Gibbs and Jackson Smith and Jigba.
The only reasons I won.
You had them both?
I got them both, yeah. 80 points. Ooh. Between the two.
Yeah, that is, I mean, good for you. So the Seahawks just get by. They stay at 8-3. Jacksonville. All right, so Jacksonville took on Arizona. This is another game that went to overtime. Jacksonville gets out of there. And Arizona, like I said, they will play you tough. And they're going to score about 22.5 points. And they just scored 24, but they lost. I'm just going to read every Arizona score. I'm going to read every Arizona score, and I'm going to say the Arizona score first, even in losses. And I know that's gross, but I want there to be somewhat of a pattern. So here's the Arizona score. Every week, the Cardinals score, and I'll give their score first. Saints, 20-13. Panthers, 27-22. 49ers, 15-16. Seahawks, 20-23. Titans 21, 22. Colts 27, 31. Packers 23, 27. Cowboys 27 to 17. Seahawks 22, 44. 49ers 22, 41. Jaguars 24, 27. So they've scored 20, 27, 15, 20, 21, 27, 23, 27, 22, 22, 24. They will score points. Jacoby Brissett will have yards and touchdowns in this one, but he threw for 317. Bam Knight rushed one in. He had 12 yards total, okay. But that is what they will do. Jacksonville just had to score more than 24, and they did. And it took them to overtime to do it, but they got it done. How about Cincinnati? Thought we might see Joe Burrow. We did not. New England just gets by them, 26-20. And that was a game. Cincinnati looked like, oh boy, we could have a Cincinnati game here. Again, no Jamar Chase. Maybe that could have changed things for Cincinnati. We will never know. Joe Flacco, 183, had a touchdown. He threw a pick. Drake May, touchdown and a pick with 294, but New England just getting by Cincinnati. And then both teams with a winning record coming in, still having a winning record, is the Steelers, but the Bears just getting by Pittsburgh. It looked like Pittsburgh might be able to get this one, but Chicago, again, has been doing this kind of same thing every game that they've won, where they're just finding a way to win. They've won 8 of 9. So you start 0-2 and they've won 8 of 9. And if you just look at the last four games after that loss to the Ravens, well, I mean, I'll even go a little bit further, because right when they beat, so they start 0-2, the Bears did. They beat the Dallas Cowboys by 3 scores. They beat the Raiders 25-24 on the road. And then the very next week, it was the exact same score on the road again against Washington. And that was a game we had our eye on because of what happened in that game last year with the Hail Mary, and the two teams kind of diverged in different patterns. And that kind of happened again this year. Jaden Daniels got hurt was the reason for the Commanders, the defense falling apart. But the Bears, they took the good path this time. They took the good path. They did lose to the Ravens in this stretch without Lamar Jackson, even though with Lamar Jackson, Ravens are still, I mean, they're winning, but this doesn't look like a team that's going to win a playoff game. But again, we will see. But against Cincinnati, 47-42. Against the Giants, they came back, 24-20. The Bears against the Vikings, able to get a win, 19-17. Against the Steelers now, 31-28. I don't think anyone looks at the NFC and says the Chicago Bears are the best team in the NFC. I don't think anyone thinks they're top two. I don't think anyone thinks they're top three. I think you look at the NFC North, and if I am going to say, and I'm going to pull non-NFC North fans, so I'm not talking to Packer fans, I'm not talking to Lions fans or Bears fans or Vikings fans, but if I pull non-NFC North fans and I say Bears are 8-3, Green Bay 7-3-1, Detroit 7-4. Out of 100 people, how many say the Bears are going to win the division? I think it's less than 6. I think it would be less than 6. I think a lot of the votes would go to Detroit, and then there'd be some that go to Green Bay, and Chicago might get some. But again, if you're a Bears fan, none of what I said should matter, because I look at the standings now, and you are in first place. And staying in first place is going to be tough. You've got the Browns on the schedule coming up, okay? Let's say you win that game. You got the Packers bookending that game. You got the Eagles on Black Friday. You got the 49ers on the road. You have Detroit. You're going to earn your way in if you get in. But you would not be in this position if you weren't winning these other games. And that, I think, no matter where this Bears season ends, that, I think, is going to pay dividends for them in future years. They know if it's this coach, if it's this quarterback, if it's a combination of, if it's just the mentality, they are learning to win. They have figured out, they know how to win. And it does get contagious. Because you get in these games, you know, when you've won 5 of 6, and you're down 10 to the Giants, I think Bears teams in the past look around and say, yeah, another one of those games. You know, we already hear it now. We hear it from fans. We hear it from the radio. We see it in the newspaper. Same old Bears. Same old Bears. We just cannot find ways to win these games. They're not doing that. They are doing the exact opposite of that. They are winning these games. And that's why they sit at 8-3. So just in looking at some of the like grand picture, grand scheme, big picture, just looking at, I like to look at trends over the week. Like, what did we see this week? Well, this week we saw a lot of good teams win, but they were tested. They were tested. The Seahawks tested, the Lions tested, Jacksonville tested, New England tested, Chicago tested, and Chicago has been tested a lot. And they keep passing these tests. They have the Eagles in the link coming up on Black Friday. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Those are some of my trends. Lots more games to get to. We'll turn it over to games you're thinking of. Plenty to discuss. It's going to be a busy one, as it always is. On Mondays, this is the Bart Winkler Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
That Shedeur Sanders, after the Browns get the 24-10 win in Las Vegas. Deion Sanders able to be in attendance. Short trip for him. Coaching over in Boulder. The Browns, 19 quarterbacks, I think it was, 19 straight quarterbacks, lost their debut start when starting for the Browns. Shedeur breaking that streak. That again, Shedeur Sanders. This portion of the show brought to you by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood with Square. I got a lot to say on Shedeur. I'm going to go to Johnny first. Johnny, set the table for us on Shedeur Sanders. Got the 11-for-20, 209, one pick, one touchdown, 87 rating. QBR was 8.7. So that's not good if you're a QBR head, but what do you got?
I was going to say, hey, how can you talk about anything other than Shedeur on Shedeur Monday? That's what they're making it seem like. It's the upcoming of Tom Brady. Every radio station, every ESPN station talk about Shedeur Sanders. Like, gosh, he make it seem like he just beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Sam said he had a great game. I'm not a hating on him and everything else, but he had a great game. Good game. I'm glad for the guy. But this is what makes people like, man, come on, man. He just started his first game. He had good. Get the eyes off of him and let him just play football. But everybody talking about him.
So you're saying there's too much Shadur attention?
Yes, it is.
After you called to talk about Shadur?
I called because I was glad that you're not, when I turned on the radio, you was the only one not talking about Shadur. You're like, okay, it happened. He had a great game. And let's see him continue having a great game. And you make it seem like he was the number one pick. They talk more about Shadur than Cam Ward. I don't even know the number one pick name. But my thing is like this. If he come out and have a bad game, what would they say next? They'll say, oh, he's not the guy. Or they're like, okay, well, that's my take on it. I'm getting irritated. Like, dude, the kid played great. I'm not hating on him, but he was the only quarterback out there. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me wrap off of that. Thanks, Johnny, as always. Johnny in Atlanta. Shadur did not have a great game. What Shadur did was great. It was, if you're pro Shadur, there's enough there where you can say, see, he won the game. He brought something to his team. Aura, an energy level, some swagger that they don't have with Dylan Gabriel. You can also say, yeah, well, he threw a pick. He had an 8.7 QBR and his touchdown. Dylan Sampson did all the work on the screen. So you can nitpick it. You can celebrate it. You can say, well, they beat the Raiders. Well, they are the Browns. I saw a good chunk of this game. I don't think Shadur played in a way where he should be anointed anything. I don't think he played in a way where we need to wipe the memory of this happening from our brains. I think he played like a guy starting his first professional game with a week of practice, barely having any reps with the first team. And I think that this is a good start. You got to win, and there's a lot that we can learn from. Now, again, with Shadur, how far does the organization want to go with him? Coach afterwards, Kevin Stefanski, post-game, you know, barely mentioning Shadur, although he did kind of a similar thing when Dylan Gabriel got his first win. Maybe the guy just hates rookies. I don't know what it is. You were there. They drafted two of them, and then Flacco gets traded, Pickett gets traded, or maybe Stefanski didn't want anything to do with any of that. Maybe Stefanski's going to Andrew Berry and Haslam and saying, give me veterans. Give me Flacco. I just had him a couple years ago. We went to the playoffs. And they're like, actually, we hate you. We're going to make you start rookies. Something is not right with Cleveland. It doesn't take any level of intelligence to see that. We can all see that. But what is the something that's not right? Is it what I just mentioned? A coach, GM, owner rift? Is it a coach and QB rift? There's a rift, at least a rift. There might be multiple rifts. Who knows? Andrew Berry could be riffing with Haslam, riffing with Stefanski, riffing on each other, a rift. There could be rifts all over the place. I don't know what it is, but I know that something ain't right. So Shadur is going to get another start. It's going to be against the 49ers. That will be a much tougher start, obviously. I think this one annoys me. This one what? This situation annoys me. there's been a lot of guys who get more treatment from the media than other people. And sometimes it's because of a name, and Shadur falls into that with Sanders. Sometimes it's like what they do off the field. Sometimes it's what they do off the field that's like really like they were suspended for it and now they're playing again. So there's a lot of times where we're watching these guys and there's a tension, and then there's going to be people that support them and they're in their camp, and then there's going to be people that are outside of their camp, and there's just, it's going to be, sometimes people become lightning rods. It becomes very contentious around a certain guy. It's contentious around Shadur Sanders. So why? Why is it contentious? Because he's Deion's kid? I don't think that that's it. He's got another kid, Shiloh Sanders. Is he even on a team right now? I don't even know. Shadur, if you talk to somebody who says they don't like Shadur Sanders, follow up with them and say why. At some point, they might say the phrase, and he brings it on himself. They might say that phrase. And the way Shadur talks, you might not like. You might think, oh, you gotta do something before you can talk like that, with that level of confidence, with that level of, you know, determination. Here is this guy who, even after his first win, and it was against the Raiders, and he didn't have the world's greatest game, he is out there talking pretty confident. Like, hey, you saw this? This was just with 1 week of practice. Who knows what I can do next? And some people hear that, and it comes off in a way where it's like, this guy's a jerk. This guy is saying too many things before he has earned the right to say them. And some other people hear it like, this is a kid that is maybe saying these things to hype himself up. You know, he's saying some of these things to hype himself up. He knows what happened on draft day. He knows he tricked out a house and a room and had his own draft room, and he had streaming. He knows he was expecting to be a first round pick, and he didn't get drafted till day three. And now, yes, out of college, his dad is no longer coaching. He's in an organization. He's not sure who he can trust, who's his friends, who wants to sabotage him. What's the relationship with coach? What's the relationship with the other quarterback? Yeah, I think that a lot of what I hear from Shadur Sanders, I hear a guy hyping himself up more than I hear a guy telling me how good he is. That's what I hear. And I could be hearing it different. I could be hearing it incorrectly. But I hear a guy who fell to the fifth round, is trying to stay positive, understands that the positivity that he said may have led to this, and has every locker room interaction that he's had with the media been a good one? No. But do we keep track of wins and losses for every other player, how they do in the media? No, we do not. There's a bigger light on this guy. He's become a lightning rod. We all react to him a certain way. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him to succeed. I think we should all root for him to succeed. He is a showman. He's an entertainer. Sometimes guys are entertainers and they're bad, and then they're not in the league long. Sometimes guys are entertainers and they're good and they're in the league a very long time. We will find out what Shadur is, but I do not look at him as a guy who, and I could be totally off the mark on this. I really could. I don't look at him as a guy who is trying to, like, and remember, I grew up with his dad playing. I remember the night that Deion Sanders hosted SNL. Was that like 94? Because I remember that. Because I remember the sketch he did with aliens. It was the first time I ever was at a sleepover. Okay. And I remember we watched that and we were pumped because it was Deion Sanders hosting Saturday Night Live and we stayed up for it. You know, it was great. We were like 10. But he was a larger than life guy and he talked the talk and then he walked the walk. So is Shadur doing it because Deion did? Is this all he knows? I'm telling you, I don't see. I mean, we see Deion and Shadur, of course, but I don't feel like it's coming from the same place. I feel like Shadur is talking himself up more than he is trying to tell you how good he is. And for whatever reason, you know, maybe it's the Sanders thing, maybe it's the Colorado stuff. Because Colorado, you know, that for a while was like the story in college, and they won 3 games, and then they lost a bunch, and it's like, oh, you know, we're waiting for this guy and his family to get his comeuppance, but for what? Why? If you're rooting for Shadur to fail, what are you rooting? Why? What about him is making you root for him to fail? Because for me, the thing that I see him doing that you might be reading a certain way or not is that's polarizing is he has confidence. Now, you could have overconfidence, sure, and you got to learn how to manage and project your confidence. But if this is just a confident kid, if that's where we're saying I want him to fail because he's confident, maybe it's deeper than that for some. I don't know. I personally, I'm glad they won. I'm glad he's going to get another start. I hope he succeeds. And that doesn't mean I'm rooting against Dylan Gabriel. I'm not rooting against, you know, even the Raiders yesterday. I'm rooting for Shadur. I would like to see him do well. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4477. 7-6. I will take you till 2 a.m. Eastern time. That will be 11 p.m. Pacific time. After that, it will be Pat Boyle. Let me tell you a few things about our friend Pat Boyle. Pat Boyle's coming up, the Pat Boyle Show. Let me tell you five, I just saw this, I got to give him credit. Five wagers Pat Boyle had on the game tonight. Part of his PB picks, where he usually takes about four or five picks, and then Pete the Body takes about two or three, and then there was like a week where he just didn't take any, and now he's back to taking some. So they both had Niners minus the 7.5. They won by 11. Good on them. Congratulations. That's a good win for both of them. Then Pat said, I'll take you one further. I got Panthers, Niners under 49.5. Well, I mean, we only had 29 points in this game. I'll take you one further. I got Bryce Young to throw at least one interception. He threw two. Okay. I got Christian McCaffrey to have at least 44.5 receiving yards. He had 53. I got George Kittle over 57.5 yards. He had 78. A clean sweep for Pat Boyle, 5 for 5. And a clean sweep for Pete Bilotti, who he was 1 for 1. So good on them both. That's 6. Hey, that's a 6-pack of picks right there. That's pretty good. Good on those two gentlemen. The Niners winning 20-9. We'll have more on that game coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. Let's get out to David. He's in Buffalo. Hey, David.
Hey, Bart. Appreciate taking my call, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone there on the network. Just wanted to jump in here and talk a little bit about the Bills, man. That game on Thursday night was a debacle. I know it was the score proved it was close, but the Bills' offense has a real problem. I mean, I was looking up a stat today. Josh Allen's average completion to a wide receiver this year is just 6.3 yards downfield on average. Allen's the best player in football. You know, he's got a cannon for an arm. And he's throwing everything underneath Shakir and these guys. A couple things it proves. It proves that Joe Brady probably isn't being creative enough or clever enough in his play calling. And then the other side of that is I don't think these receivers, Bart, are that good and they can't get open. Our defense is already, you know, beat up and undersized and not great. And then you're asking Josh basically to, you know, you're turning a Ferrari into a Ford Tempo is what you're doing. And I think they'll make the playoffs, but I just don't see how they can keep going this way. Especially, you know, here's my thing too, Bart. They're going in a new stadium next year where the, you know how these stadiums are. The prices are outrageous for the tickets.
Right.
I don't know, man. Josh is almost 30. He's probably got several good years left. But, you know, we're wasting his prime, I feel like, with this coaching staff, the defense. It's almost like, to me, they need to copy what Denver did when Shanahan came in with Elway. The back half of his career, John Elway won 2 Super Bowls. If we could find the Mike Shanahan of this era for Josh and this offense, I think we got a real chance. Because with McDermott, we've gone as far as we can go. Same thing with Brandon Bean. I mean, how did he not do anything at the trade deadline? That is absolutely criminal in a football set. Take your thoughts off the air, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, all great stuff, David. Appreciate the call. Talking some Buffalo Bills. Just for a moment, we'll wrap around the NFL. A lot of you guys want to talk Shadur. We can get into that as well. I think what we had talked about on Thursday was sometimes when you have a guy like Josh Allen, you take for granted that you have a guy like Josh Allen. And I don't think that means, hey, we're not going to go make a trade or we're not going to go get this guy on defense because we have Josh Allen. I don't think that they think because this, then that. But I do think you do get used to winning a certain way. And you do think that, well, even if we don't, like, okay, we're going to try to go get somebody at the trade deadline. We are going to try. But if we don't, that's, you know, it's going to be okay because we have Josh Allen and, you know. So I don't think it deters them from going out and trying, but it might like in the back of your head make you think, okay, well, we're still going to be good. It'd be nice. Like what is a luxury and what is a need? Well, you still need a defense. You need a running game. You need receivers. You need all these things, whether you have Josh Allen or whether you don't. And so maybe that's something that Buffalo is running into. Now, the McDermott stuff, yeah, they have to go a certain amount. They have to go far. How far? We don't know yet. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. How far do the Bills have to go to save Sean McDermott's job? I don't know. I don't know that there's an answer right now. I think we're going to know when we see it. I think if they lose in an AFC championship game and but even if it's close, like we've already seen that. Are you going to let Sean McDermott get close 4 or 5 times? Are you going to let Joe Brady get close all these different times and say, "Oh, they're so close." At some point you have to make a change. But the fear of that is the change is going to make you worse than you were. Maybe Sean McDermott's still there because they were worried that they couldn't find a guy to replace him. There's just a lot going on. How the Bills do is going to dictate a lot of how this offseason looks. We'll get V in Chicago. What's up, V?
Yo, hey, Bart. First time caller, long time listener. I listen to you on my Lego clock radio all the time.
That's awesome.
So, like, I watched the game, the Hawks versus the Sabres, and Arvid Soderblom was just bad. Like, he let in, like, everything. And, like, don't get me wrong, he had a good game versus the Red Wings, but I feel like in order for the Hawks to even make the playoffs, either Soderblom needs to step up this game, or we need to trade for a goalie at, like, deadline.
I'm just going to nod my head and say, sure. I don't know what you're saying.
I know you aren't a big hockey guy, but I just need someone other than like a brick wall to talk to this about.
No, that's fine. You're talking. I think Chicago's tuned in. I think you're talking. I think anything else you want to say? What should I say in response to what you said?
What? Sorry. Hold on.
Like if I was better at my job and what would I say back to you?
Maybe they could trade for someone who's on the market right now. Not Morgan because like he just
trade. Yeah, you got to trade for somebody, dude. You need a new keeper.
Yeah, maybe. Now you only is the backup. Knight is doing good.
we're gonna see how. Hey, V, enjoy talking to you. I gotta let you go.
All right, thanks, Bart. Bye.
All right, hockey night in America. Now, he made. I don't know.
That is not what I heard when I screened that goal.
What's that NFL?
Yeah, no, I think I'm dying. So like, I heard NFL. Because I'm like, who the hell would be talking about the backup goalie situation for the Blackhawks?
Did you hear him say Hawks and think Seahawks?
I don't know what I heard. I think I had a momentary lapse of death.
I mean, if you want to bring up my Sabres scoring 9 goals on Friday night, that's fine.
Oh, you want to bring up the Rangers 3-2 win over the Blues tonight, where I'm wearing a beautiful Rangers Centennial jersey. It must be.
I don't want to tell you what I'm wearing. You would think less of me. I think a lot of people would think less of me.
I just hope it's closed.
It is closed, but I'll tell you what it is. It's just a long sleeve pink shirt.
I got no problem with that.
With a pocket.
Oh, the pocket ruins it.
My kid always tells me he hates the color pink. Of course, he's a 6-year-old boy. I said, actually, I kind of like pink.
Nothing wrong with it.
And I'm not saying that in any other way than just talking about the color.
Mm-hmm. I do like my steak pink.
You like your what?
Steak. Meat. And not what you thought it was.
A little Freudian slip there.
I'm dying.
All right. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.